Welcome to the final installment in this five-part audio series on blogging. Today, we're going to take a look at how to set up your blog and RSS feed in less than 5 minutes using blogger.com. Do you know how to set up your blog and RSS feed so that you can reap the benefits? A lot of people don't, so that's why I'm going to provide you with the steps that will help you to do this in less than 5 minutes. Step number one. Go set up an account with blogger.com. This is probably the easiest part of all, which is simply setting up a blogger.com account at http://www.blogger.com. Go there right now. It will take you to blogger.com's homepage. Once there, you'll see an orange arrow pointing to the right which says Create Your New Blog Now. Click on it. That's step one. Step number two, creating your account with blogger.com. If you thought step one was easy, then step two will be a breeze. Simply select a username and password that you'll remember, followed by your email address. You don't have to use your primary email address. You can use a free web-based email account, like Hotmail or Yahoo if you like. Your choice. Then check the box that says, I accept the terms of service. Now proceed by clicking on the orange arrow that says Continue. That's step number two. Step three, naming your blog. Very important. Now depending on what your blog is about, you're going to want to use your target keywords within the name of your blog, its description, and the URL. And there's good reason for this simply because this is what the search engine spiders are going to see first. They'll first see them within your blog name, which is at the top of your blog that your visitors see. They'll see them within your description of your blog, and then they'll see them within your blog URL that you choose. Why is this so important? By using your target keywords within those areas I just outlined, that's what the search engines will use to index your blog under, so when someone does a search for those target keywords, guess whose blog will pop up within the results depending on your competition. The search engines will also use those areas I outlined for your search engine listing within their results index. Now, your last step for step number three is to simply type in the verification code. Once you've done that, click on the orange arrow below that says Continue. Step number four, choosing your template. If everything went well in step number three and that blog name you choose isn't taken, you should be looking at a bunch of blog templates blogger.com offers. Simply select the one you like most and then click Continue. You created your first blog and completed step four. Now you should be looking at an orange arrow that says Start Posting. Click on it and it'll take you to where you can start posting whatever you want. Now that you have set up your blog, you're probably wondering, where does RSS fit into this formula? Step number five, locating your RSS feed URL. Assuming you're still within the blogger.com posting area, you'll notice a bunch of tabs at the top labeled Posting, Settings, Template, and View Blog. Click on the Settings tab. This will take you to a submenu with a bunch of other options. Out of all those options, click on the one that says Site Feed, and there it is. It should look something like this. http://yourblogname.blogspot.com/Atom. This is the URL you'll want to use to promote your RSS feed with to the search engines and directories so that every time you make a post, the RSS search engines and directories will be automatically notified and updated with your latest information, bringing your blog more exposure to your target audience. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this five-part audio series on blogging.